sometimes if we are not emotionally mature enough, then we may hesitate to tell others that we have been hurt, tell others that they've done something wrong. And even to actually administer justice, we may feel hesitant, we may feel guilty about it. Actually, that is not guilt. Guilt is more of when we have done something wrong and we feel bad about doing something wrong. But this is more of, we could call, reticence. Reticence means a hesitation to express oneself. It may be sensitivity, it can be hypersensitivity also. Sometimes we don't want to hurt others, and that's why we endure our own hurts. And now, yes, sometimes in relationships, we do have to learn to tolerate. But then, there is no need to unnecessarily set ourselves up for hurt. If something is hurting us, and we should communicate. If we have difficulty in communicating, it is often good that when things are at a boiling point, that time don't speak anything. Because that is the time when we speak also, we don't have control over our emotions and we may make things worse. So at that time, just take a step back. Because even if we are emotionally mature, still circumstances in life are such that they can just throw us off our emotional balance. So in the heat of the moment, it is good not to act. Just calm down. Let some time pass. I try to follow a policy that if I am angry with someone, I usually feel that I can communicate better by writing. So I write an email to them. And then I make sure that for at least 24 hours, I don't send the email. I write it and keep it in my draft. Now what happens if I don't write it? All that those emotions are festering within me. It's like a pressure cooker, that is, the pressure is increasing more and more. It needs a release. But there are certain emotions which I need to express, but that doesn't mean they need to hear those emotions. So there has to be a vent in between. And I have found that this sort of thing helps. Once you get those emotions out, calm down ourselves. And then we let half a day pass and then we look at it. You know, here I am overreacting. Here, maybe there could be some other factor. This is a valid point. I think I should clarify this. So once we have got the emotions out, then we calm down, then we can ourselves evaluate our feelings, and then sometimes I just delete the whole mail and never send it. Sometimes I send the edited part of the mail. On a few occasions, very few occasions, I would say never have I sent that mail as it is to anyone. Because when we are angry, we often express ourselves. When we are angry, we may feel that I am motivated by justice. I want the right thing to happen. But anger blinds us, and when we are angry, we may start off wanting the right thing, but by the time the emotion of anger takes over, our focus shifts on not on release, on curing the hurt that we have had. Our whole focus shifts to hurting others. You did this, you like that, you are like that, you are like that, you are like that. So, one devotee told me that once he was in an authoritative position and he just got very angry with some devotee. Just blasted out at that devotee. And that devotee, he had come, oh, I am coming to meet a senior devotee. So, he had kept his mobile recording on. And after that devotee only, he brought this recording and he said, when I heard what I had spoken, I was shocked. How could I have spoken such things? So that junior devotee had no intention of catching him there that way. But still he says that when we are angry, anger makes us strangers to ourselves. Like sometimes some persons, you know, we may say, I can't recognize you. Who is this? I know who you are, but you are not behaving like that person. So its anger is almost like a ghost possesses us and makes us speak and act in ways which are very out of characteristic with who we are. That's why when we are driven by very strong emotions, at that time we shouldn't immediately take an action. So just calm down, let some time pass. And when I say don't talk about others, that does not mean that we shouldn't talk at all. If we have some very close devotee, who is not going to indulge in backbiting, who is not going to indulge in gossiping, just taking a third person's perspective can help. But basically, calm ourselves, let time pass. Not long amount of time, because then what we try to bury inside, that will come out in ugly forms. But don't just let it vent out immediately. And we can find out a means by which we can express ourselves properly. So some devotees may find that writing things down and giving a letter to someone, sending a mail to someone, that might help. Others may find, you know, meeting, talking one-to-one helps. So we have to find out what is the best way. But especially if you are going to talk about topics which are emotionally charged, you know, we should have proper time for that. It's not that, you know, just before we are going to office, we just blast out at a family member. And then when they are about to clarify, I have to go to office. Whenever we express, we have to express it in a way that leads to some resolution of the situation. And then we give adequate time for resolving the situation also. So basically, we may not have sattvaguna immediately, but we can develop sattvaguna by creating basically patience. Now, don't express immediately. Calm down, evaluate, and then act. And we may not have emotional maturity, but just by doing this process itself, we will develop emotional maturity. By trying to calm down, by trying not to express ourselves immediately, by that we develop emotional maturity. Okay? Any other questions? Yes. Okay.